This reading was developed by the Center for Clinical Interventions, Overcoming Disordered Eating, Information Pack B, In Charge, Mindsets Matter, Module Number 8, Changing Mindsets. We're going to skip down to page number 2, where it starts with the introduction. In this module, we continue in our efforts to challenge thought patterns through metacognitive awareness, or taking a helicopter view. In the previous module, we described mindsets and explored how mindsets develop. In this module, we will discuss how to begin to change them and learn how to turn off or eject the eating disorder mindset. You may already be noticing moments or even days when your eating disorder DVD isn't playing. You are probably finding that at these times, you are able to focus on what you are doing without the constant preoccupation about eating shape and weight. What a relief! Jot down some thoughts about how it feels at those times to be free of the eating disorder mindset. Feel free to pause the recording to complete the reflection activity. In the previous module, we helped you become more aware of your unhelpful attitudes and thoughts about the eating, body shape, and weight and their control. Now it's time to begin to address them and tackle the eating disorder mindset when it pops back into your mind. This can be done in two ways. One, challenging the mindset, and two, ejecting it, just like ejecting the DVD. Let's consider challenging the mindset first. Challenging the eating disorder mindset, acceptance and change. One way to influence the eating disorder mindset is utilizing the twin notions of acceptance and change. You may be asking yourself, how could I possibly accept my weight when I'm so unhappy with it the way it is? Let's look at an example. Tom is 170 centimeters tall. He would love to be 190 centimeters, like his friend Mark. In his teens, Tom kept hoping he would grow, and he was miserable. Finally, he realized that both his father and his uncle were short and that it was unlikely he would end up tall, and that being miserable didn't help. So he learned to accept that he would always be short and learned what clothes looked best on short men. Perhaps you're saying, well, weight isn't like height because you can change your weight. Let's look at another example. Kathy has fine straight hair. She has always wanted to have bushy curly hair like her favorite singer. Over the years, she has spent a fortune on curling irons, perms, and hair thickening products. For a while, sometimes minutes, sometimes weeks, her hair would look curly and she felt great, but then it would return to its normal state, so she had to make all the efforts again in order to keep up the appearance of having curly hair, which even her boyfriend believed was natural. So after a few years, she learned to accept that she would only be able to fake having curly hair for a rather short period and at great cost. She decided to have her hair cut in a way that enhanced her fine hair and found that she could accept it and that there were certain benefits such as being able to wear big earrings. You can only change your hair and your weight for a short time. Some people on diets do lose weight, but only in the short term. It is easy to believe that you can change your body into the shape and weight you desire, but this is all a fallacy. If you are overweight or underweight, it is likely that learning to eat healthy will put you back into the healthy weight range. But if you are already in the average and healthy range and eating healthily, it is unlikely that any major loss will be sustainable. Weight loss is temporary, like holding your breath. It takes a superhuman effort to lose weight, and 90 to 95% of people eventually put the weight back on. More than 60% of people with anorexia or nervosa end up binge eating. Is it really worth the effort when you know it can't last? It has been suggested that the human body has a weight range that is genetically predisposed to be maintained. This is different for everyone, even people with the same height. The body uses regulatory mechanisms to keep its weight within this natural weight range or set point. Your shape or body type is even more determined by genetics. Some women tend to have an hourglass figure with pronounced waist and hips. Others tend to be more straight up and down. What's sad is that the woman with curves may dislike her body, while others may envy it, and she might wish she had more compact figure. But no amount of dieting or toning will give that curvy woman a straight up and down frame, or the second woman a curvy body. Shape and weight are a bit like height and hair, in that they are largely determined by genetics. Since you can't change your height, you accept it. Can you learn to accept your weight at a higher level than you'd previously aimed for, and that you may never have the body type that you've yearned for? Or is your self-esteem totally dependent on your weight being low or your shape being a particular body type? If so, you may want to read over Module 1, over evaluation of weight and shape, and Modules 5 and 6 on low self-esteem from this information pack. What kind of body type does your mother have? Your father? Other family members? What weight were you when you weren't on a diet and not engaging in unhelpful behaviors such as binge eating? What would it take for you to accept that weight, or your current weight, or your body type? What is the cost to you if you don't accept yourself but continue with your disordered eating habits and weight control behaviors? Jot down some thoughts. Feel free to pause the recording in order to complete this reflection activity. Challenging the thoughts. In Module 2, we described the use of thought diaries to challenge unhelpful thinking. We can use these to challenge some of the thoughts that make up the eating disorder mindset. We can also challenge our related beliefs by conducting behavioral experiments. See Module number 3. Ejecting the eating disorder mindset. By now, you're probably familiar with what attitudes, expectations, and thoughts are included in your eating disorder mindset. In the previous section, we talked about challenging the eating disorder mindset, either through acceptance of your shape and weight or head-on through using thought diaries and behavioral experiments. Here's another way of overcoming the eating disorder mindset, ejecting the mindset altogether, just like ejecting a DVD. As with a DVD that keeps getting stuck in the DVD player, sometimes you have to be forceful and eject the mindset because it too keeps getting stuck. There are some times when you need to force yourself to do what you know is the right thing and force yourself to stop behaving in ways that are unhelpful to you. Remember, the eating disorder mindset can distort and negatively influence how you see things, which is not helpful to you. It keeps the disordered eating going. You have to remind yourself that there are alternatives, other mindsets and DVDs that are healthier for you, and what you need to do is replace that old unhelpful thinking with healthier messages. It's like choosing to play a new, more positive DVD. Ejecting the eating disorder mindset means that you choose to reject or eject its attitudes, expectations, and beliefs. Remember, the more you practice ejecting the eating disorder mindset, the easier it will be to do, and the easier it will be to play a new DVD with its healthy, balanced messages. Trigger situations. Even though you've begun to experience times when the eating disorder DVD is no longer playing, there will be times when you are still vulnerable. The first step is to recognize the situations that might trigger the mindset and make it more likely that your eating disorder DVD will start playing. This should be easier for you now that you're already having periods of time when you are free from the eating disorder mindset. We find that certain situations make it more likely that the eating disorder DVD will restart playing old unhelpful messages. Common situations include having an argument with someone or feeling depressed, which can lead you to question yourself, breaking an old dietary rule, having a friend go on a diet, regaining weight. Think about what kind of situations might trigger your eating disorder DVD to start up again. Then think of some healthy responses to that trigger situation so that if you are faced with a similar situation, you will have already thought of healthy responses. What balanced thought could help you prevent your eating disorder DVD from playing? And what could you do that would be healthy? Feel free to pause the recording in order to complete the chart below. The first column states trigger situations for my mindset DVD. The second column is balanced and healthy thoughts, and the third column is healthy behaviors. The first example is filled out for you. In the first column, it identifies the trigger situation as my auntie telling me I look well. The balanced and healthy thoughts could be, she means well, it doesn't mean I'm fat. And the healthy behaviors would be, don't restrict, use a thought diary. So again, feel free to pause the recording to complete your chart. Early warning signs that the mindset DVD has clicked in. Continuing with the DVD example, a DVD might be showing the menu when you put it in a DVD player. However, in certain circumstances, the DVD might begin to play the feature film without warning. Likewise, your eating disorder DVD might start playing unannounced or just click in. You might find yourself suddenly more preoccupied with thoughts about body shape and weight and control when, for example, you're with your friends, out on a date, or at the gym. You might observe that you become very self-critical when you have put on a little weight, or experience anxiety when people tell you that you're looking well, which you interpret as looking fat. It is really important that you begin to identify these situations as soon as they start, or as soon as the DVD starts, so that you can engage in alternative, healthier ways of behaving. Following these steps to deal with the re-emergence of your eating disorder DVD. Number one, learn to recognize the eating disorder mindset as soon as it clicks in place. Number two, think about how you would behave and think if you did not have the eating disorder mindset in place. What healthy and unhealthy behaviors would you carry out? What balanced, helpful attitudes and thoughts could you say to yourself? Number three, then behave and think as if you do not have the eating disorder mindset in place. Use all of the helpful strategies that have been described in the previous modules. When you've carried out this third step, you are already ejecting the disordered mindset. When does the eating disorder mindset take hold? How do you know when the DVD has started to play? It is important to recognize early warning signs, such as dissatisfaction with your body if your favorite jeans are tight. What are some of your early warning signs? Feel free to take this opportunity to pause the reading and complete the chart below for your own. The first column states early warning signs of my DVD. The second column is balanced and healthy thoughts, and the last column is healthy behaviors. The first example is filled in for you. The first column identifies early warning signs of, I feel like restricting because my friend asked me out to dinner. The second column of balanced healthy thoughts identifies, if I restrict, I'm more likely to binge. I can eat at a restaurant and not gain weight. And the last column, the healthy behaviors are, eat my afternoon snack anyway so that I won't be too hungry in the evening. Again, feel free to take this opportunity to pause the recording and complete your chart. What is especially important in all of this is your willingness to tackle and question the mindset. You may have been operating for years under its rules without questioning its validity. It may have a strong hold on the way you experience the world and yourself. By challenging its messages and deciding to eject the Mindset DVD, you are taking another huge step towards developing a healthier, more balanced way of seeing the world and yourself. This will all take time, but it's worth it. Freeing yourself from the constrictions of the eating disorder mindset will enable you to experience life without those preoccupations. Join us in the next module to learn strategies to maintain your gains and prevent relapse. Module summary. The eating disorder mindset is made up of unhelpful patterns of thinking. These messages in turn contribute to maintaining the eating disorder. Challenging the mindset involves acceptance and change, and changing one's belief system. These unhelpful attitudes and thoughts can be challenged using thought diaries to dispute them and behavioral experiments to test out how accurate they really are. Ejecting the eating disorder mindset or eating disorder DVD requires recognizing the triggers that tend to turn it on and early warning signs that it has begun playing. It also requires replacing it with a healthier mindset and DVD. What have I learned in this module? Think about what you've learned in this module and any useful bits of information, tips, or strategies that you want to remember. Write them down below so you can refer to them later. Feel free to pause the recording to complete this reflection. Think about how you might use the information you have just learned. Write down some ways in which you can make use of this information. Again, feel free to pause the recording to complete this activity. The last page of this module goes over the contributors of who developed this module. Feel free to review and visit the references for this module, and that will complete